cloudy, a little bit windy, a little bit damp outside, a little bit of fog, and it makes it a perfect time to talk with our special guest today on Club 1220 KLBB. He is paranormal investigator Justin Miner, and his Johnsdale Paranormal Group will be giving programs this Saturday at the Warden's House Museum in Stillwater. Justin, thanks for joining us at the program this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, Justin, you and the Johnsdale Paranormal Group got a great reception last year when you presented this program at the Warden's House Museum. What was your reaction to your reception?
Yeah, it was great. It was kind of shocking, too. We were trying to gauge last year how many people we were going to have show up, and it far blew away our expectations. So, I mean, we're excited to get back this year and hopefully see some new people show up this year and some people that were there last year. So,
well, there will be three free programs this Saturday at the Warden's House Museum in Stillwater at 11, 1, and 3 o'clock. So you can choose which one you would like to go to, and maybe call the Washington County Historical Society to hear what interest they've been hearing about when to what would be the good program to show up at, as far as making sure that you have people there. But Justin, tell us a little bit about the Johnsdale Paranormal Group. How were you founded, and what do you do?
Yeah, we were founded in 2009 after myself and actually a few guys that I grew up with kind of started talking about some odd things that had happened to us in the past. And it came to be that we all had some pretty interesting stories that we all wanted to find answers for. So we decided to kind of start investigating, looking into some places around Minnesota here. And, it started as a hobby, but since then it's kind of exploded into what we're doing now. So, the past couple of years has been just incredible. The amount of, phone calls and inquiries that we've had asking us to come investigate places and just picking our brains on how we do what we do. And that's, it's been a great ride so far.
Now, what do you mean by odd things that you and your friends have encountered?
Well, my first experience with the paranormal, I guess, came back in 2006, actually, when I worked at a residential inpatient treatment facility. And my experience happened later in the evening when I was putting away some equipment in an old gymnasium. And it was one of those gymnasiums that had a elevated stage at one end, and the storage closet that I was going into was up on the side of the stage. And as I was about to open the door to put some of the equipment away, I heard what sounded like somebody run across the stage, tennis shoes running across the stage. And there's no way that there would have been anybody in that location other than me at that time. So I kind of peeked around the corner, and I saw the curtains that they used on the stage kind of swinging back and forth. So my first thought was that, maybe one of the residents was out of their program and kind of hiding down there. So I ran to the nearest program to alert staff, and they informed me that, in fact, nobody was unaccounted for, and proceeded to tell me that that was kind of a common occurrence in that gymnasium area. So really ever since then, I wanted to find more answers for how and why that happened.
You mentioned you get called to try to answer some of the questions that people have about these kind of odd events. Is there a particular peak time of the year? Does it peak around as we get close to Halloween? Is there a wintertime investigation, summertime investigations?
It definitely tends to peak around this time of year, around the Halloween season. I think it's kind of at the forefront of everybody's mind right now. So we do get a lot more calls, September, October time frame. We investigate all through the year. We're pretty booked up all through the year, too. But, yeah, it seems Halloween time kind of piques people's interest.
We're talking with Justin Miner of the Johnsdale Paranormal Group, and his group will be at the Warden's House Museum in Stillwater this Saturday for presentations at 11, 1, and 3. Now, before you did the presentation last year at the Warden's House Museum, had you ever been to that museum before?
Yeah. I actually took my wife over to Stillwater a few years back for her anniversary, and we just happened to stop in to the Warden's House and just take the tour over there. And it's a really interesting place, full of history here in Minnesota. But we went in and took the tour and found out just through research of our own that the place actually had some pretty interesting claims of paranormal activity. So. I ended up calling Sean Pallas, who's the site director over there at the Warden's House, and he invited us in to investigate back in 2012 for the first time. And we've been making an annual trip back every year since then.
It's right, the Warden's House Museum, of course, located next to the original territorial prison that the last remains of which were torn down about 10 years ago. Do you think I gotta imagine living life incarcerated as so many people did over at the original Stillwater prison that there may have been a few ghostly images there too. Do you think they stick around when the original site of these encounters gets buried by redevelopment?
Yeah, you know what, I think it's entirely possible. It seems to be the case. What I've seen anyway is that spirits or ghosts or whatever you want to call them tend to be drawn to a location and maybe not necessarily knowing that the place has changed or the place no longer exists. So yeah, I think that's entirely possible.
So our condo owners on Main Street in Stillwater, have you had any reports from them yet?
Not personal reports. I've heard kind of through the grapevine, I guess, that some people have claimed to have some activity over there. I have not done any research on that or investigating into that. I have heard claims that people have seen, shadow figures or the possible apparition of a person in old-time prison garb walking the grounds or on the grounds of the current warden's house. From that condo location. So, other than that, I haven't dug into it, but I guess I wouldn't be surprised if there are.
Well, if you have a story like this, come to the Warden's House Museum in Stillwater this Saturday and share it with the guys of the Johnsdale Paranormal Group. Again, the shows, they're free presentations this Saturday at 11, at 1, and at 3. Justin Miner, thank you so very much for talking with us this morning and sharing some of these stories, and maybe you'll get some new stories on Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks for having me. We hope to see a bunch of people there.
The Johnsdale Paranormal Group, and they will be appearing this Saturday at the Warden's House Museum in Stillwater, 11, 1, and 3, and you can contact the Washington County Historical Society for more information.